suspect in court. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The teenager accused of a mass shooting at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood in Buffalo, New York, faced a judge today. Peyton Gendron has pled guilty to 25 state counts, including murder, hate crimes, and terror charges.
No individual in the history of the state of New York has been found guilty of that domestic terrorism charge motivated by hate until today. And he pled guilty to that highest charge today.
Erie County DA John Flynn. Some of the charges could land Gendron in prison for life. He still faces federal hate crime charges, which carry the potential for the death penalty. Hundreds of people gathered in Chesapeake, Virginia, to honor the six people killed in a mass shooting last week at a Walmart. Police say the third shift workers, aged 16 to 70, were killed by a shift supervisor who died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Several others were wounded. Police say the gunman left a note claiming he was harassed. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin pledged to confront what he called a mental health and behavioral health crisis. President Biden calling on Congress to head off a potential rail strike. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president has been actively involved in negotiations with the unions, as have members of his cabinet.
In addition to president's involvement, Secretary Walsh has been in contact with rail workers, the unions there. He has been in direct contact with them. Secretary Buttigieg has been in contact with rail companies. And Secretary Vilsack has engaged agriculture and industry stakeholders as well.
Four rail unions have not ratified a deal, which was tentatively approved by eight unions earlier this year. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will take up the issue this week. The CDC says it will now use the term Mpox for monkeypox. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A former college student in Florida accused of murdering a couple and eating one of the victim's faces will avoid a trial after a plea of insanity.
Austin Haroof was to stand trial today in Stuart, Florida, for killing a couple seemingly at random and then chewing on the face of one of the victims. Haroof is now pleading not guilty by reason of insanity to two charges of first-degree murder. His defense attorneys had been claiming Haroof suffered a mental breakdown and believed himself to be a dog when he gruesomely attacked his victims. The insanity plea means the judge will institutionalize him at a hospital as opposed to sentencing him to life in prison. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
The world's largest active volcano is erupting. Officials say Mauna Loa wasn't immediately threatening communities on Hawaii's Big Island, but people should be prepared for worse. The U.S. Geological Survey says the eruption began late Sunday night. Scientists had been on alert because of a recent spike in earthquakes at the summit of the volcano, which last erupted in 1984. Airbnb taking action to make its cleaning fees more transparent.
A June 2022 NerdWallet analysis found 40% of listings had cleaning fees ranging from 20% to 29.9% of the list price of a rental. In December, Airbnb says they'll launch a toggle so travelers can search results to display all prices, including those fees, rather than just displaying the nightly rate before fees as it does now. Airbnb also plans to prioritize total price over the nightly price when ranking search results in hopes that hosts will cut those cleaning prices. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Santa's back without COVID restrictions. The company HireSanta.com says it's seen a 30% increase in demand for Santas at malls and stores over last year after losing about 15% of its performers during the pandemic. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.